Hey friends, you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about inspired action. My name is Tracy. I'm the host of the show, a wellness coach, creative arts therapist, a wife, a mum, Australian, and a general hot mess. Thank you for joining me for episode 82 of my podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed so you know where to find me. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I've always loved the way a good quote inspires us to change our lives, which is why I started this podcast. Consider me your motivational creative wellness guide. I hope that you find a quote through my podcast that really does inspire you to do more with your life, do something different so that you're one step closer to your goals. That's what I stress about in each episode. Words are great, but it's the action that you take to get closer to your goals that matters. Again, thank you for listening from all over the world. You're listening from America, Australia, Hong Kong, the UK, Canada, India, the Philippines, Malaysia, France, Ireland, Germany, and South Korea. So many incredible places. I'm so grateful for you for taking the time to listen to each episode. I am a one-woman show. I record and edit my podcast on my own. I just love sharing these quotes with you, so thank you for tuning in. And apologies if you can hear the gardeners outside. They're doing some lawn mowing. So this week's quote is about perfection and why we should ditch it or redefine it. The quote is, if you wait until you are ready, you will be waiting the rest of your life. Yep, if you wait until you're ready, you will be waiting the rest of your life. I think I have probably mentioned this quote before on the podcast, but I wanted to draw more attention to it because I still really believe in this and I use it as a compass for my own pursuits. So the idea of ready being a place that you get to and everything is aligned and you know everything about everything and you know how to handle every situation possible, so nothing can phase you and everything is perfect and it's all going to work out just the way you planned because you are ready. I really don't think it works out that way, does it? I think the place of being ready needs to change from being a place of perfection, of every part of you is 100% sure, to a place where you are ready to fail. You are ready to make a fool of yourself, where you're ready to learn, ready to listen, and ready to take on whatever happens next. If you wait until you're ready, you will be waiting the rest of your life. For me, this quote relates to so many factors in my life. Do I always feel 100% ready to take on my anxiety and OCD? No way. Like I've said before, even though I know it's something that I need to work on, I've also created this comfort zone around it because my habits and compulsions have become friends to me. So if I wait until I was 100% ready to start learning about how to manage all of these things, I would have never begun to learn about mental health issues. I wouldn't have started therapy or started to make some more changes to help me be uncomfortable in the uncomfortable. It also relates to the small things in life. Is anyone ever ready to get out of bed on a Monday morning? No, but we do get up. We have to start the day and the week and we push through all the grumbles to get ourselves going. It relates to me starting this podcast. I am 82 episodes in and yes, I'm still figuring it out. It's not perfect, but I am still doing it. I will learn along the way. I will change things up and make mistakes, but I'm here. The quote relates to me trying new things and gosh, I can't believe I still can't talk about a project I worked on in January, but if I had said no to it because I had never done anything like it before, because I was scared, my house was a mess, my face had broken out, my hair wasn't perfect, it was a hot day, all of these excuses could have stopped me from doing something amazing, but I couldn't let the opportunity pass by. If I didn't take that leap of faith, be comfortable in the messy imperfections, accept that ready can mean that I'm unfinished and I'm ready to learn along the way. If I didn't trust myself that I could get it done at 70%, then even if I was 100%, I don't think the opportunity would present itself again. I would have wasted a learning experience because I was waiting for something that doesn't exist, and that's perfection. If you wait until you're ready, you will be waiting the rest of your life. I really hope that this quote resonates with you in some part of your life. Big or small things, decisions that you needed to make a long time ago, opportunities that will come to you. What if you took the chance? If you are 100% in, that's awesome. Get started and rock it out. If you are less than 100%, think about whether you would regret not giving it a go anyway. If you need help, ask for it. Don't be afraid to say that you want to do this, but you need support. Obviously, keep yourself and others safe at all times, but it's okay to say you need someone to guide you or a team to help you. If you think you just need to get over that hump of hesitation, then take a deep breath and make that first step. What's the worst that could happen? What's the best that could happen? Don't be afraid to let people see you fail. I think that's the other thing. We feel like people are counting on us to have it all together when we don't, and that's okay. If you wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting the rest of your life. Rethink your definition of ready. Redefine the concept of perfection. Make room for growth, and ready won't be this magical place where you're worthy because you have it all. You're worthy right now, right in the mess and the chaos of life. There is so much we can do if only we just started. Thanks so much for joining me again for another episode of This Quote Changed My Life. Let me know what you think of this week's quote. Did you need to hear this quote? Do you need to replay this one over and over? Don't forget to share this episode if you liked it. Come and find me on Instagram at makesunshineco. And tell me what you're about to jump into. I'd love to know what you're working on. I'll speak to you all again next time. Bye.